the volume.
Man, as a Louisville fan, it was so hard trying to get tickets to the Louisville-Kentucky game. I know it happens every year, but it's so hard to get tickets. It should not be that hard to get a ticket to support your team and be a true fan. And with Game Time, that problem is no longer an issue. You shouldn't have to worry about buying tickets to your next big event.
Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy special tickets for any event, game.
With great last-minute deals, all-in prices, the best views from your seat, Game Time takes away you having to worry about all the other stuff and gets you right straight to the event.
So go ahead and take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CLUB520.
If you use code CLUB520, man, you get $20 off.
So go ahead, download the Game Time app, sign up, and while you're at it, go ahead and use the promo code CLUB520 for $20 off your first purchase on the app. Terms apply. Again, when you sign up, make sure you use the promo code CLUB520, and we'll get you started off with $20 off your first purchase.
Download Game Time today.
Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, Bishop B. Hen out the Prairies. How you what, Nasty?
Cool and Nasty. Let's get to it, baby.
For sure. Hey, man, we posted the pics and it was like, I think you've been pump faking, man. They said you ain't got on regular Black Forces, man.
Why? Because the different leather. Yeah. The OGs is always right here, baby. Don't get it fucked up. And I got some back on a while. And I'm going to bring my other four pair just to drop them, throw them in front of me.
Flex it with the Forces.
So we really set up good over here, man.
Boy, you walk in the studio and see four pair of Black Forces, they gonna think we see before this
all the murders right in front of me. Feel me? Fuck
it. Shout out to the body.
That's your teardrop.
This is for sure. This is just the premium extra leather that don't crease up. Feel me?
Yeah, that'd be just for casual wear. Them is the real workers.
Yeah, just go to, you know, your local JD spot. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Shout out to my people over at Hangtime. Go get y'all some City Lab tees, too. Shout out to my nigga Monty and Mike G.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. To my right, my dog, Young Nacho, Young Tig. How you what, man?
Man, cooling, bro. These was, I ain't gonna lie, these was really by the dough. I had just grabbed these. I told y'all I was on my 7 wave. What's these, the Ben 7s?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm on my 7 wave right now. Yeah.
He showed out today. He showed out today.
So are those like the Cactus Jacks? The fours?
Nah, they ain't that. So they ain't
the
that
Foot Locker 7s?
Under no circumstances. Respect. Niggas do not have those.
Okay. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Niggas, I mean, don't have niggas those. Is wearing shit that niggas don't have.
Nobody like, okay. has those friends and family for us.
Nobody. Nobody. If you do, you paying. You got them for yeah. 25 bands. You
I was just trying to check out the lineage on those. I didn't know
if get,
I could
you
go.
Can get these. You can get these.
Oh, okay.
You going to pay.
You're going to pay, but you can get them.
Once upon a time, when that was actually dropped, bids were somewhat available because niggas was not trying to pay $500, $600 for a pair of Jordans.
Facts.
I regret not keeping the pair I did. I had a pair and I'm stupid. I should have never got rid of them.
What, the fives or these?
No, I had the nines.
Oh, okay.
Very, very briefly. I had blessed and somebody came through with a check for them and niggas know back then when I was selling
the
shoes
Ben
like
nines
that,
with the 45, ain't it?
Yeah.
I don't got them.
If you got money for what I had, fuck them shoes. They could fly. But yeah, them is different. Them is definitely different.
These and the Ben fives.
The Ben fives with the white laces.
Yeah.
That should be his, Steve. You need them.
Yeah.
I fuck with them.
Man.
Them is hard.
I be wanting to wear them, bro, but I ain't trying to hear this shit.
I'm not going to say nothing when you get them, bro. Shout out to Freaky Nancy in Atlanta. I'm a Maneer.
Yeah.
I'm working on me up here right now, bro.
Respect.
I had to go through one of my old iPhones and find a picture of me wearing my playoff files with the white laces. I was like, just in case. Since 2016.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just in case I pull them out. That's my brother. I'm pushing the brand. I don't want no hate, though.
Yeah.
You were still late.
I'm still part of lineage.
The threes from, I don't know how to say the name. The spot we went to.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They about to come out.
Yeah, the new ones, them fire.
Yeah, yeah, them tough.
Yeah, they got a different color. They mostly black with like the gray. They collapse is fire.
Yeah,
outside of the 12s, I know they got a lot of hell from them 12s that they drop. But other than that, they don't really mess with me collab wise.
Yeah.
Speaking of lineage today, man, I was gonna wear some heat today, but you know what I'm saying, since OJ passed, I had to go grab the USC dunks, man. And we always wonder what it would be like to live on Twitter with social media during the OJ trial, and you niggas gave us everything we thought would happen today on Twitter. As soon as we found out that OJ had passed, shit just got completely out of hand. The first thing I seen was a nigga pouring out a fucking Tropicana bottle to the ground for the dead homies. I thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah. I seen Buddy say, Juice is no longer on the loose. I said, damn.
Man,
R.I.P. Juice, bro.
OJ.
That tickled me right there.
What?
When I see Caitlyn Jenner say good riddance with the hashtag, hey, man.
For sure. That was from Bruce and Caitlyn.
That was a collab.
Double trouble, for sure.
Who did they invite to the collab on the post? Did it start with Bruce or did it start with Caitlyn?
Definitely Bruce.
It was Bruce. Then it went to Caitlyn. It did. What's the mama Chris join?
All right, Chris Hampton, that's crazy.
OJ show Bruce, nigga. That's my motherfucking daughter, nigga.
Yeah. Chris really mad.
Hey, man. The craziest thing is when we saw that news, nobody asked, nobody cared about why, what happened. Niggas just was just like, hey, did y'all check on Chloe? And start tagging her.
Hey, man, pull up to your daddy funeral. All the people, kids that died, your kids
what about
deserve
Chris
sitting
in the
front,
wheel?
No.
Chris and Chloe.
No, that's fire.
That'd be hard, though.
They leave. What if I've been dropping? He like, yeah, Chris, tell the truth. Like, when this shit come
oh
out.
Oh, my God. That'd but what be... if he did, like, you know, I think he knew he was going to go soon because he had cancer.
Yeah, he was battling, for sure.
But I wonder if he did, like, we was talking about the, the Will video.
Yeah.
Listen. My nigga got that Will video. That'd be raw.
Yeah, he just telling tell all the truth. Oh,
bro.
I'm going to tell y'all really what happened that night.
Bro, he going to pop up like Al Davis did on the teleprompter when he said Delane Kiffin wasn't shit for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He going to pop up on the board. Hey, this is OJ. If you're seeing this, I'm no longer with us.
Yeah. The juice is on the loose.
Hey, man. You know what's fire, though? Shout out to Mason Kim. Prayers up for them as well. I'm sure they heard behind us. But it's crazy that we got those moments with OJ before he passed.
Facts.
Because them episodes where he had to... Bro, hilarious, bro.
He really fucks with them, too.
For sure, man.
He really fuck with them niggas. He told them niggas in that video. I was like, he said, man, fuck hospice. I ain't going to motherfucking hospice, nigga. Pull up for the Super Bowl. I said, oh, he don't give a fuck.
Man, as many things as he dealt with his, I can imagine he probably like, I'm good with however this go. He had one of the craziest lives ever, bro.
Didn't OJ, was that him? I don't want to put no smut on him, but was that him that stole his own shit?
Mm-hmm. Well, nah, when he walked down to them niggas who wouldn't play with their way.
Yeah, okay.
He only went to jail for that because they were trying to get back for that.
Okay.
If it was not for that, bro, he would have got away.
I couldn't remember.
He would have been cool. He'd have caught a little felony.
Did.
But he did walk down to them niggas in Vegas.
Yeah, they got to drop a new doc on my nigga, man.
Ford, do right by him, bro.
Go crazy.
Drop the white Bronco.
I seen somebody drop the picture of the Bronco that extended into a hearse and said, I'm getting off the internet today. That's when I decided that it was enough for me to get off the internet. Niggas had it on the highway with the extendo and said, hey, man.
That highway picture is still crazy, though, bro. All the police, bro, follow the nigga, bro. How you not catch a Bronco? That's another thing.
The gas mileage in them cars are pathetic.
Niggas in my hood had Broncos back. Oh, my mama then was not fast trucks, bro. Swear to God, bro. Ain't no fucking way, bro.
But he wasn't even driving, though.
I'm saying, bro.
He was driving a speed limit.
Like, it was going the distance, bro.
Bro, they cut off a playoff game for that. I said, hey, yo.
OJ's still innocent, too, by the way. I know y'all put that smut on him, and he didn't do it, bro.
He was not convicted, so we have to respect it.
He got to.
But I'm going to tell you right now, in the next week or so, they are going to fry his name, bro. Niggas is not showing no condolences to OJ, bro.
The glove didn't fit, bro.
Bro, the people have been waiting.
I had a moment like that, bro.
Shout out to AB. He said, hey, y'all on there really selling WAP? I might subscribe. No, we are not showing WAP on WAP.
Shout out to my nigga AB. We got to get you on the show, ASAP.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait.
Bro, he has some of the best fight interviews of all time, bro.
That nigga's the can man. Anybody can get it.
Mexican.
Dominican. That nigga's crazy.
Hey, man, AB is nuts. Hey, Mike, you got some competition, man. Kevin Gates posted the Cuban around his, you know what I'm saying, around the hairline. Then the people said, all right, well, Mike, you on the clock. It's the Cuban challenge. You buzz down the ankle.
Damn, a Cuban headband kind of fire, though.
That's man. Fucking retarded.
Man, so celebrity niggas, bro. That's fucking retarded. No, celebrities get away with some shit, bro. I'm not giving him a pass but over an anklet, bro.
Man, sorry. Give me the anklet over a Cuban headband, bro.
Well, he has a chain around the back of his head, bro. That bro. Looks insane,
bro. Jesus didn't die for that, bro. Jesus didn't die for that.
So is it like a headband? Is it like a headband?
No, it's a chain that he tied and put the link around his head.
Oh, okay.
You can take the head chain and put it around. Yes, that looks crazy.
Jesus didn't die for that, bro.
For sure not.
The real KG. For sure.
No, he's not. Kevin Garnett, nigga.
What are we talking about?
He needs to be on that podcast.
Nah, for sure.
They was talking about who Meek Mill needs to do a podcast with. Kevin Gates. Just give us 3 episodes.
I think Jeff was right when he said academics.
I think you gotta do it with academics. It'll be fire.
That's not gonna last past one episode, but I would love to
that
see
episode
it. I would love
fire,
to be
fire though. They're gonna be going at it.
It's gonna be 2 hours.
They're gonna have a window between them. Fucking glass little window.
Nah, they gotta sit like us, bro.
Nah, that nigga,
that's not gonna happen.
That nigga, hey,
get it off your chest, bro.
It's gonna be like, don't be a menace with Kane to go see Parnell.
Yeah,
that's how they need to sit.
Hell no.
We should know about Jada then, by the way.
She was ready.
She ran off with her nigga young boy.
Is she the worst wife, celebrity wife ever?
I ain't doing that.
And you talking about theoretically her real life?
Not real life, celebrity wife. She's the worst.
I'm not gonna say that she's the worst. She's definitely had some moments. That whole August Alsina shit is crazy. But if we do a power rankings of that, that's gonna have to be on WAP.
Yeah,
that would not be a monetized episode.
No. Check that out on WAP.
Hey, so we talked about this already, and days have passed. Kentucky's still looking for a head coach. They 2 top candidates said, "Nah, we straight." And they reportedly offered Dan up at UConn. 8-year, $100 million. And he turned that shit down. I don't know what they offered.
He turned it down?
Absolutely. Turned it down.
Yeah, that nigga smoking good dope.
Turned it down. They would have gave him whatever he wanted to coach the team, but I don't understand why he would leave UConn. He can get the same. He probably can't get the same money, but close. And he already got control of the program.
He ain't gonna get the same money. He probably gonna get a new deal.
For sure.
He ain't gonna be 8-year, 100, though.
Probably not that.
Fuck no, bro.
I seen one where he was getting $11 million a year. I ain't see the $8 million because I would have called him myself. He said, well, what we doing? What we doing this for?
I don't know. Who else turned the job down? Who else got offered?
Billy Donovan said he never was reached out to.
Man, after I seen Torrey Craig and Andre Drummond go for that alley-oop together, free Billy Donovan.
Yeah, it was time for Billy to go back to UK because...
That is one of the craziest plays I've seen in basketball.
I love
that bitch off the backboard.
I was rolling, bro.
What was Andre Drummond doing?
Tweaking. Because why are you even going for that, bro? Just relax, bro.
And the picture makes it so much worse.
Torrey Craig's face was crazy.
That's a wild ass picture. But that's crazy. They're 0 for 2.
They're going to get a dude from Baylor.
He turned it down apparently today.
Oh, he turned it down? Oh,
yes, sir. He posted a picture yesterday. When I mean, he was kicking one of the boosters talking about how much he loved it in this particular bank. And then today they said, yeah, they sent the jet. He didn't come back with it. He turned down the offer today.
Oh, he just got a new bag from Baylor then.
Absolutely. That's what that meeting was about.
Okay, respect. So who left?
Man, what's crazy is no matter what they do, even if they got them two coaches, I mean, Dan, I think is definitely an upgrade, but they're not going to upgrade from Kyle Parry right now.
I don't know who they about to get. They about to get
I mean, they got to get upgrade, but
you can't even really keep constant because, I mean, outside of his recruiting, which we know is bar none, what are they going to do?
Start
they
over. Got just the money. Go get Rondo. Fuck it. Just start over, bro.
Yeah.
Keep it young. Go get Rajon. All right, Rajon, man.
That would be fire. If he wanted to be the coach, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Be a basketball mind. Shit.
That'd be
dope. I saw DeMarcus Cousins talking about that shit, too. I think that's smart.
Damn, that'd be dope. Now, he'll keep all everybody intact with Kentucky.
For sure.
For sure.
Because as of right now, they are Kentucky Razorbacks.
That's crazy. Sure.
Like you said.
Order Carter going there now.
Who? Carter Knox?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, all UK commits obviously decommitted. And he came out of the press conference and said, we don't have a team right now. He has one person that's on that team in Arkansas, excuse me. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of them decommits from UK, you know what I'm saying, like they did with Memphis. Slide on down to Arkansas, bro.
It's up. Niggas in that transfer portal that's confused. They better sign today. That team hit that portal, nigga, it's up.
Boy.
For real, bro.
I wonder what the kids that's there going to do. Because like we saw DJ Wagner, all them guys who's
they
supposed
leaving.
To be going. I mean, I don't know they're leaving, but are they going to the NBA or are they going to another school?
I know Rob went to the league.
Oh, yeah. We know him and Reed. We know where they're going. That lottery.
I think DJ should probably give college a one more shot. Give one more shot. But the draft is weak. So if he went to the draft, I ain't mad either. Like,
yeah, they're definitely disrespecting the shit out this draft that I've seen everywhere else. Like, yeah, this is like one of them, like, I guess I got to take somebody type draft, which is crazy.
So I might be good for LeBron James Jr., bro.
Oh, nah, he going to be straight.
He going to be just fine, bro.
DJ Wagner could be cool, too, if he did a workout. He'd probably be good in some NBA workouts. I don't know if college really for him, but shit, I wouldn't be mad if he went for another year, though. He went to Arkansas. If he followed dude to Arkansas and had a chance to play, because they ain't got nobody right now.
Nobody.
If he got a chance to be himself, might be all right.
That's the crazy part with college basketball. Like, that transfer portal being so crazy, you seen the coach from Indiana State University. He went to St. Louis, taking Big Boy with him. Mm-hmm. And now I seen Ryan in the portal. I'm like, I don't know if Ryan going there, but, boy, wherever he go, if he decide to go to another school, it's up.
You ain't getting a bag.
What are you?
Nah.
Nah, don't do that to him. He don't deserve that. He deserves a little bit better. He going to a school worse than he was at. Hell nah, bro. IU obviously is a better school than Indiana State. Yeah, but
better
I'm saying,
basketball team.
Not what the fuck I saw last year they weren't.
Better basketball
team. They were fucking trash last year.
Better basketball team.
You think go IU Indiana State would have blew IU out.
Go play with Woody, bro. Fuck with these niggas.
Nigga,
about.
Indiana State would have blew IU out.
Go play with Woody, bro.
Nah, Woody will let my nigga cook out here, get him to the league.
No, the fuck he won't. No.
Damn, you don't think so? But no. I don't think that's a good move for him. I think that's a lateral move.
Have you seen a guard cook at IU?
Damn.
That's why Ryan can go and do his thing, bro.
Name me a guard. The other dude that went to the league.
I don't watch IU like that.
The other dude that went to the league, that went to the Lakers, the guard.
But he got shit. Fuck, I can't think of his name.
Or some shit like that?
Yeah, Hush Afino.
Yeah, he wasn't cooking at IU like that. He had some moments. He had a moment.
What does that got to do with Ryan? Ryan can
I'm
go there
saying,
and
he
play
played through
and
the bigs, bro. All the bigs cook at IU. Trace cooked. Dude, Khalil Ware got all their points this year. The other dude played through bigs. He don't let guards cook, bro. He throw the ball to the post.
Would he make it right?
Don't nobody want to watch that shit.
Make it right, man.
Boy.
And I love Wood, but shit, you got to update the game plan. Nigga, don't nobody play through the post in the real world no more. Well, in the NBA.
That's why I was cracking up. All the people, all the Purdue fans was just like, Zach Edey's going to be just fine in the NBA. And I'm like, maybe. But you do know that that nigga is not going to be able to keep up in the tempo with basketball.
Nah, he's not about to get that many touches in the post. Slow.
But y'all going to draft him, so it's cool.
Who is y'all?
The Pacers.
Listen.
He going to slow the game down.
He definitely ain't going to get drafted by the Pacers. Y'all gonna play the way we fast. Play.
Boy, that boy wouldn't make it.
Wait till that draft come out. Remember this. Clip all of this shit.
Hey, he gonna get pissed. Gonna by like, you know how pissed I'm gonna what? Be. We come back and Zach come back Edey's to a this fucking motherfucker.
He gonna get picked by like a Thunder or some shit.
Damn.
That'll be solid. He gotta get in shape though.
I mean, I don't know much more shape he could probably be
nah,
in.
Nah, bro, the nigga's really like, I'm not saying he's out of shape, but to play in the NBA at that tempo, bro, and you wanna stay, you gotta be in better shape than you are, bro. He's
conditioning wise, he's damn near
Brian Reeves, bro. He's Big Country, bro.
He's bigger than Big Country.
Like, taller I'm for saying sure. How he moves, bro, is slow, bro. Only niggas getting away with that, bro, is fucking Joker and Embiid, bro.
He ain't them.
Damn sure not.
Right, so.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
Hennessy is excited to celebrate the intersection of basketball with art, music, and fashion. Each of these elements of culture represent ways that fans, players, supporters pay homage to the game, both on and off the court.
Hennessy and Mitchell and us have come together for the ultimate drop, a limited edition collection to mark their shared love for basketball culture and to celebrate Hennessy's continued partnership with the league.
The exclusive collection will have a limited drop available for both in retail and online and will be featured on the Hennessy Arena Tour, making stops in
San Francisco, Saturday, March 9th, Dallas, Sunday, March 17th,
Atlanta, Saturday, March 30th.
Come see Club 520 Podcast taped live in each city.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only.
Please drink responsibly.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping. Or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
But also NBA shit. We got the playoffs start next week. We'll go through. Most of these is finally set. Some might change, but we'll just go through now. So you got the play-in as of now today. You got the Suns and the Warriors, and then the Kings and Lakers. I don't know who's coming out of this bunch. Probably not the Kings because they too damn hurt. I don't know what the fuck the Suns are.
The Suns in the play-in?
They are definitely in the play-in.
That's tough.
They are definitely in the play-in. It could possibly change. I don't know what the Pelicans-Suns tiebreaker shit is, but more than likely the Suns would be in the play-in. And as of now, if we're just being generous, Warriors and Lakers in the play-in is already kind of out of pocket. But if we're just going off an estimate, say first round, you got Nuggets and Lakers. Obviously, Nuggets is going to probably take that. Timberwolves and Suns, obviously Timberwolves. Now, this is what should get tricky.
Thunder. I don't know.
What, Timberwolves and Suns?
I don't know if I believe in the Timberwolves like that. KD, the Suns, in a playoff series? With them three, they fuck around, upset the Timberwolves, bro.
But I just don't think that's an upset. It's supposed to happen.
I mean,
they just
supposed
had a shitty year, bro. That's it, bro.
They supposed to.
I do rock with, of course, the Timberwolves, but for real, the Suns are supposed to smack the T-Wolves. They supposed to. So if they beat them, it ain't like an upset alert. Like, and them niggas is healthy.
From the way that the Suns have been playing the last 2 months, I would feel like that's an upset.
In a way,
how, bro? The team, bro. They look who they got. If them niggas is healthy, how is that an upset? Got the best players in the world.
Timberwolves been playing great. That's an upset. You've been the best team in one of the best teams.
Nobody had the fucking Phoenix Suns being this trash this year, bro.
Nobody.
Niggas is a play-in. So that's what I'm saying. If they got their team, niggas like, shit, it's what y'all supposed to do. It ain't like the fucking Thunder beating, or not the Thunder, or the Kings beating the Timberwolves. I don't know. Upset just means something different to me. Like, y'all want, like, when Pat Bev clown, when them niggas beat the Clippers, like, upset alert.
Who y'all got in the 4-5 matchup?
I was going to say them. Now, them is the two ones that's kind of crazy, because that Thunder-Pelicans matchup could get spooky. That could get spooky, because the Pelicans, they got niggas that can match up with the Thunder. But that Clippers Mavs,
Luka always torched them niggas too.
Hey, I'm going Mavs. All bias included, I'm going Mavs.
He always torched them though. But I'm a roll with
Clippers, bro. Clippers in five, bro.
In five? Ooh.
I don't know. I ain't got a pick for that one. That's gonna be a good matchup.
I'm going Mavs in
that. Might go with the Mavs. Been playing well, bro.
They found a good lineup.
16 out of their last 18, something like that.
Bro, they lineup, they got the really get active for them, bro. I like that lineup a whole lot. Now, obviously, on the other side, you got Hall of Famers and killers. So, yeah. When it comes down to a playoff, Kawhi still that nigga. I know we ain't seen it in a sec, but he's still that nigga. But I like the Mavs in that matchup. But I wouldn't be surprised if Clippers won.
Y'all got it going seven?
I think that could definitely go seven, for sure.
Who the fifth seed?
The fifth seed in that situation is the Mavs.
It ain't hard to play in L.A.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
That's the only thing. It's easy to play in L.A.
And no home court advantage in the Clippers.
Nah, it ain't no home court advantage in the Clippers. It's not hard to play in L.A.
But boy, that's going to be a hell of a matchup, especially for the first round. That's going to be crazy.
That's going to be nice. And Luka.
It's going to be fun to watch, bro. But
yeah.
They beating their ass, bro.
Are you going Clips?
Eat in five.
Clips in five.
That's crazy. What you got in the East?
In the East... The East is probably is what it is.
Fucking Tabernacle League over there.
I'm just gonna say fuck the play-in because nobody cares. So as of now, you got the Celtics at one. Obviously, they're probably at the Heat at eight.
I don't like that for the Celtics.
I don't like it at all. Shout out to Drew getting that bag too, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to
Drew. Keep a bag, Holiday.
Drew gets paid all the time.
Drew keep
shout out to Drew.
Drew yeah. keep a bag.
Yeah. But I don't like that matchup. They never play well against the Heat.
They Celtics. Don't.
It's like they kryptonite, so.
Yeah, that. I mean, Celtics should win that, obviously, with that situation, but that's not going to be an easy matchup. They probably should be. Bucks, 76ers. Bucks should win. I know Giannis is hurt.
Motherfucker should have sat him down. I was so shitty watching that game. Why are you playing, bro? Y'all beating their ass. They was beating the fuck out of them.
Who's the head coach again?
That was dumb. Oh, I don't know, bro. Lionel Sixers. Hollins?
Might as well be.
Sixers versus Bucks.
That's gonna
healthy be. Joel Embiid. I hurt Giannis.
The Joel Embiid hurt too. He Man, playing, but he hurt.
He hurt. He healthier than Giannis.
As of right now, that's a true statement for sure.
That's gonna be a good matchup.
Yeah, they should put that one on.
That's a good matchup.
Dame and Tyrese, do they cancel each other out?
I'm taking Dame.
I mean, obviously Dame is a better.
But I think they're going to produce enough to.
Yeah, I'm saying as far as production. On a,
yeah.
Oh, on that? Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. I know Dame. I seen Dame in no moments, so I know he's going to be good. But I ain't never seen Tyrese in no moments, so. Should be interesting.
Put that series on NBA TV. That'd be a snooze fest. as of now, I don't like this at all. But it's the Knicks and the Pacers.
Yeah.
But we could if we went out, we move up to the 5 seed, which is I'm fine with.
Let them play outside.
Nah, it's back to the old
Knicks
days.
And five. You got us fucked up.
Nah, it's Knicks and five for sure.
Oh, y'all got us fucked up.
Knicks and five.
Y'all got us fucked up. OG Anobi is not playing. Neither is Julius Randle.
OG ain't back. He back.
He's not playing.
Bro, he back.
He's not playing. I'm hoping that he's not playing.
Nah, he back. He played. He came back.
Jeff, don't run in my prayer right now. I'm trying to be optimistic.
Bro, didn't he come back?
He kills niggas and hurt niggas. And fire niggas.
He's only playing if they play.
Kill, hurt, fire. This is what this nigga be doing.
In which order?
It don't matter.
So who it is. Nah, more than likely, we'll probably get up to the 5th seed. So we'll probably duck them niggas.
Y'all so trash, though.
We're not that trash. We just played
ridiculous. So y'all play who the 3 seed?
We'll probably end up playing the Cavs realistically. Because if we win out, we control.
The Cavs are the 3?
The Cavs are the 4 seed. The Knicks 4? Are the 3. And the Magic is the 5th. So, like, yeah. A 2-game win streak right now.
Yeah, you talking about NBA TV. Cavs versus Magic. Please don't.
Oh, nigga, put them on True TV.
Magic please. Could beat y'all, too, though.
Facts. But please don't. I do not want to watch.
Magic could wipe the Pacers' ass, Paul.
I ain't going to lie. I like both of them. I like a lot of players on the Cavs and the Magic, but that's just not a...
The Cavs have a civil war right now, so I'd much rather deal with them. They got a lot of shit in their locker room that ain't getting along right now. So I'd take that matchup. I don't want to see the Knicks.
Who don't fuck with each other in their locker room?
I believe that they created tension between Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. I don't think that they have an issue with each other, but the way that they're trying to make that team's future decide, I think that there's a...
They're probably trying to do them how they did John Wall and Brad Beal.
Well, Donovan's gone, so that's what it boils down to. He probably shouldn't even have came back this year. I'm happy that he's playing because he's healthy and can play, but...
Oh, he a free agent this summer?
He's gone. He will not be...
Nah, he gonna sign an extension with the Cavs. Watch, bro.
Sign it, right?
It's hard to sign. It's hard to turn down 5 years or whatever... $300 billion he about to get.
Right. Yeah. I believe he'll be signed, but I believe it'll be a sign and trade if he leaves. I don't think he'll just walk. Obviously, they're going
to
make it.
Where he going to sign a trade? I seen somebody say he should sign and trade to the Lakers.
For LeBron. And let him and Bronny go to Cleveland.
It's kind of genius, though.
Ain't a bad look.
It's kind of, but I don't think Bron want to leave LA, so it's over with.
If he go back to Cleveland, that is one of the most toxic relationships of all time.
That's fire, though. Retire, Cav.
Niggas then went back to their hole a couple times.
That's true. At least he got Marine. But imagine going back to your chick, marrying her, and then leaving her again. That's what he did.
Why that's crazy. Do it all the time, bro. It happens, bro. That ain't nothing but a piece of jewelry, bro.
I want to see him retire a Cav, though. More than I want to see him retire a Laker.
That's going to be the most dramatic ceremony of all time if he retires a Laker.
Does LeBron deserve a statue?
Nah, LA.
In LA, nah. He can't get a statue. Though.
Yeah, in Cleveland.
Does he deserve one in Miami?
Fucking right.
Nah. Damn. Only D-Wade.
If they say only D-Wade, then I'm fine with that.
Man, fuck that.
If they
ain't agreeing with this nigga.
No, if they say only Dwayne Wade, no, I'm not mad at that.
Not agreeing with this nigga, bro.
Only LeBron
gets a fucking statue as big as Shaquille O'Neal in fucking Miami, bro.
His jersey better be in the rafters in
Come
Miami.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, his jersey. He ain't doing that, he retired at six.
D-Wade got the most rings in Miami, so if they say that, you know, they weird. So I'm not even going to say nothing about it. If they on that, then fine.
They was mad Bron left. He's not getting no fucking statue.
That's trash, bro. Pat Riley out of pocket, bro.
Why would he need a statue? He was there for 4 years. Bro.
They be on that hating shit when
he
it comes to that.
He did a lot in 4 years, bro.
Yeah, he did.
Fuck you talking
what
about?
What are you doing?
He did a lot.
They
right.
Two chips.
Right. Alonzo Mourning couldn't do it for you. Motherfucker.
They did. Zoe won a chip.
Right. Under who?
No, nigga. Bron wasn't there.
Under who? D-Wade. Zoe was the superstar, nigga, out there. He didn't get it done. I'm talking
nigga,
about superstars that came
kidney
out
failure,
there.
Nigga.
I mean, get well soon. The fuck you want me to say about that?
I'm just saying nigga played through kidney failure, bro.
My nigga liver failing. I don't care about that. What are you talking about? Get well soon. What do you bring that up for?
Because it's just like, damn, he a warrior.
The fuck out of here. Sip ass nigga.
He deserve a statue. Get Zoe a statue.
Yeah, with him holding.
Then get Tim Hardaway a statue too.
Get him one with him holding a new kidney then. Since you're so worried about
he's a fucked up nigga, bro. I don't know why I said that. But he deserved it. He deserves the jersey retired.
Give Bron a statue, bro.
He deserves it in Cleveland, bro. He don't
for
deserve
sure,
it.
But he deserves it in wherever he played, bro.
They should name him retired.
Greatest player ever,
LeBron.
Bro.
Yeah, he should be named. The Cavs should be like
the Cleveland LeBron.
The Cleveland Cavaliers LeBron James.
Nah, he definitely shifted that city for sure.
Him leaving and destroying their retirement economy downtown is crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, like you said, though, if Donovan Mitchell goes to the Lakers, I'm not saying that's a good deal, but that ain't a bad. Cause shit, Bron don't plan on being there too much longer anyway.
Nah, Bron got what, 1 or 2 years? Or maybe?
If he's going to do what y'all said he was and go play with his son and shit, fuck it.
Yeah. I could see Donovan Mitchell in LA. Him and AD would be cool. But I also could see LeBron saying, like you said, possibly getting Trae Young too.
Mm-hmm.
I could see them trying to add a third piece. But to trade
Damn,
LeBron.
Trae Young in LA? That's the thing.
I think they need to trade Bron to Cleveland, bro. Bron got to go out as a Cavalier, bro.
Him and Bronny playing in Cleveland would be far. I would much rather them two play there than in L.A.
Me too,
That's
bro.
That's a good story. That's a good story for
you
sure.
You got to retire, Cav.
But I can imagine niggas would probably much rather live in Los Angeles than in Cleveland. No
oh,
disrespect.
For sure.
But,
all due disrespect, bro.
All sure. disrespect.
They'll low-key be a good team too, though.
Yeah, Bron, Darius Garland.
Stretch. Who else?
You talking about Jared Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah, he the only nigga who hoop with a fro.
Yeah.
Stretch. I call him Stretch Pulse. That's crazy.
I call nigga Jared Allen. He called Stretch. That's
why I had to call him. From the NBA streets, bro.
Oh, okay. Thought he was on WAP.
Nah, bro.
Whoa.
Nah, bro. I'm the real Stretch 4, bro. I'm the real Stretch.
Stop tagging us. When people say that, they tag us. Tag him. Yeah. Don't tag me. Do not tag FlipFlop 20.
The real Stretch.
Please don't tag me. The real Stretch. Hell
That's crazy.
No.
Hey, man, Terrell Suggs running down on niggas at Starbucks.
Fuck that nigga, bro. Stop disrespecting, bro.
Hey, listen, if there is a couple places in America that you can catch a disgruntled person that might crash out on you, Starbucks is the place.
Yeah.
Why are you playing with that man like that, bro? He was not crazy. Doing nothing, bro. Hey, why are you bothering Terrell, bro?
Dude was talking crazy to him.
Yeah, bro. He checked him. Like, watch out. He called him, you know, a name, but
nerds.
Watch out, bro. Mm. Can't just be bothering motherfuckers because you
got
trying to get a lawsuit or whatever. They still human beings, bro.
Facts.
Hey, AB said, CTESPN said he had a moment. You better leave some of my niggas alone, man.
AB is Easter.
Hey, who my other nigga that be wilding out on Football Player? Is that Cam? Is that him? No. Hmm? The other one y'all said got CTE.
Oh, damn. The man who said
Hamlin?
No, Damar Hamlin.
He died. We talking about.
He's back.
I mean, he came back alive.
He came back when OG came back.
Yeah.
Same time.
Resurrection session, the real Easter Bunny.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, if you niggas put Damar Hamlin in the Easter Polo pick, I'm going to lose it.
I'm just fucking with you tomorrow, bro. We play it, bro.
He said DeMar Hamlin a real Easter Bunny, bro.
He no Resurrection Sunday, bro.
That's the Jesus that died for Kevin Gates, fucking Cuban. But the nigga who said Janae Aiko was his, what's he say, his spiritual
yeah,
wife?
Yeah, who was that?
I forgot his name. But he's
That's what Jeff talking about.
Yeah.
Still, spiritual wife or work wife in the balance.
Hey.
I think spiritual wife is easier to say than work wife. Like, like niggas that fucked up the work wife plug so much.
Spiritual wife is just delusional, though.
Yeah,
that's borderline creep.
Your work wife is like physically there. Like
spiritual wife is giving Myron from fucking Players Club.
Yeah, facts.
That work wife, work husband, Myron shit is crazy.
Myron, nigga, he was lame to no bitch. Anytime your glass is that big, you lame as fuck.
They named the nigga Myron.
What's crazy is he ain't even pull up trying to get a fit off or nothing. He was fresh off the gig like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Nigga, you're not supposed to be here.
And nigga sat right in front of her, nigga.
Nigga, act that is
like,
crazy.
Act like you about to get a drink first or some shit.
Yeah, at least audible, bro.
That nigga walked in the strip club and went straight upstairs. That's crazy. That nigga said, you already know why I'm here.
Who was the lamest dude in the movie? Like, we did the lamest people on a TV show, but like, Myron top five lamest dudes on the movie.
Oh yeah, he's one of the sickest. We can go in that movie because there's a lot of flagrant shit that happens in Players Club.
Definitely, buddy. That
Junior,
definitely.
Junior's
bro.
Out of pocket.
Oh yeah, kill Junior.
Yeah. Junior gotta die.
Yeah, Junior has to die.
And also, people brush over this too. Hey,
Ice Cube wasn't shit either.
Shout out to Cube. You wasn't shit in that movie, because you set the assist up.
Yeah, he did. She in there right now.
That shit was crazy.
And then looked at him like, damn, you did that?
Bro. He's all right, gotta go. Like, damn. This ain't your first movie, Ice Cube.
Shout out to him.
Jamie Foxx being a DJ is crazy.
Hilarious.
That is. That's a wild movie. But Lamest Niggas in the movie, I can't think of that movie where the one of the Wayans nephews is the movie with the cop. Him and the white boy.
Were they dressed up as cops? Yeah. Let's be cops.
Let's be cops.
No, shit.
He's a gump. Dwayne's brother. He's definitely monkeying that. The scene with the girl blew me.
The bald nigga.
She was trying to get it cracking. He started acting like he was left-handed.
He went to a different offense?
Definitely. He went to the little gym.
I'm not listening, bro. I'm not.
The upperclassman, the bald, he started off bald. The nigga from Drumline, I hate him.
Oh,
he is
sure.
A hater, bro.
Yeah.
He said, hey, this nigga can't read music.
Yeah.
He lame. That was a different type of hate, bro. Yeah, he lame the motherfucker.
He was definitely lame. Damn, that's a good one, actually. He damn near might
be. He might be
one.
The lamest.
Yeah, bro. That was an unmitigated type of hate, bro.
But I hated the band director, too. Mm-hmm. We was with a girl in Atlanta looked just like her.
Solange?
Who was the girl that was at the event, the Hennessy event?
That looked like Orlando Johnson?
Yes.
It was a girl that looked like Orlando Johnson.
Remember the picture I showed y'all? Who was at the spot?
I remember you showing us a picture, bro. Who looked like Orlando Johnson?
DJ, though. DJ, though. I don't even know if that nigga's name is Orlando Johnson, is it? But the band director, anyway, outside of that, the band director, he was
like, yo, you did show us a picture. Like, don't she look like her? I just can't remember who the girl was.
That side by side is the worst shit ever. Anytime a nigga do this, it's always bad.
Trash. Our boyfriend Friday was lame, too, that got his chain took.
Red?
Yeah, Red.
Red lame as hell.
Why he just couldn't beat up Devo?
Nah, Red.
I'm mad at him for that.
Nah, Red didn't get no bitches. He's with, we got to put him in our rankings as niggas.
Oh, he didn't have no. And he had a whip. And a job, and he ain't had no hoes. Yeah, he's trash.
His whip, was that a whip, though?
He had transportation. He did,
okay. That's about worse.
That's crazy.
I don't know what's worse. Urkel car or that car?
Smokey car?
Because Urkel car was terrible, bro. That nigga had a car the door open like a refrigerator, nigga.
That is nasty.
That shit was weak in a
I
bitch.
I fuck with Urkel because he was putting holes in that motherfucker.
That is true.
That nigga had a car.
He had Lori Whitmire in that motherfucker.
That motherfucker opened like a refrigerator, bro.
Yes, bro. Man, he had Lori Whitmire in that motherfucker,
they
bro.
They both was heat, too.
Oh, God.
Smokey boy, he ain't had no fucking power steering or brakes. That nigga hopped out. Them trucks melted on the way to the crib.
God.
Hell no.
Nah. I take Smokey shit over fuck my nigga name.
Over Urkel shit?
Yeah.
Oh, and my nigga from American Pie that was trying to hit still for mama. He was lame, too. white boy.
How he lame, bro? He's trying to crack
it. Nah, bro. He was a gun, bro. We niggas, bro. Don't hit my mama, bro. You out of pocket.
But what if she won't let me cook? You hating.
See, well, these two niggas, y'all got to watch. No.
See how niggas try to reverse that?
I'm just saying.
Well, I ain't calling no nigga Stifler, but if I was Buddy, I would try. I would probably stab, bro.
She was trying to let me cook. You hating.
Oh, that is crazy.
Why
bro.
Was that nigga named Stifler, bro? That's a wild name. That's a wild
white man. People be having the best nicknames, bro.
For the randomest shit, bro. Niggas do the dirtiest shit and they call them at the rest of their life like
we
a bad
call niggas Pookie, Bear, Stifler, bro.
Man.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I know y'all don't watch wrestling though, but I was watching this wrestling documentary. You know, y'all remember Buff Bagwell?
Hell yeah.
That nigga daddy used to hand out coke to them when they was 18 years old to go party before they went out with their friends.
Are you serious, bro?
Bro, he said his dad used to come in, throw him all bags of coke before they went out. He's like, I just wanted to make sure y'all got it from somewhere safe. He go, what the fuck? I was looking at that shit like, man.
See? That drug ain't too bad.
Ken Bagwell.
Yeah, that's what I'm start calling you.
That's hard. I need a tea.
Kenny Bagwell.
I need to see.
Kenny Bagwell.
I had to see who Buff Bagwell is. I remember the name. I don't remember what he looked like.
I fucked with Buff Bagwell. He used to be on the WCW versus NWO. He's one of my favorite characters.
That is crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's one thing if your parents around and be like, all right, you can try alcohol before you go to school, that type of shit. Handing out the nose candy is crazy.
Yeah, that's what black people do. All right, you at home. Here a little shot. Yeah. Before y'all go to college, I just want to see what y'all. That's what we do. Damn, the party pack.
Yeah, he was on that.
And then you hit him with the. I just want to make sure you're getting it from somewhere safe.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
He was trying to make a sale. He's a son. You straight, but the rest of y'all niggas. The next time, this is not on the house.
You know where y'all get this from, now.
Yeah. SE Lee marketing.
Scumbag marketing.
And you know they gonna go tell their friends.
Yes,
so,
yeah, bro.
Where you get this from, Buff Daddy? He got a whole bunch. Say yeah. less.
Because that's how we get our shit off of 520. Y'all give it to us so other people can go buy for y'all. So we are essentially a part of the Bagwell family because we got the same routine.
No, we don't. We do not do that, bro.
This is the time I love that we have video.
No, bro.
We are not.
Nobody's doing that, bro. He's talking about merch, bro. Y'all give us merch.
Look, tag us in the merch that you wear. We're going to repost it. Do not tag us in the baggies, okay?
No, yes. Please don't tag me in that, bro. I have nothing. Tag him, but he want to be Snowfall, not us.
Snowfall is crazy, bro.
Hey, that's a crazy-ass show.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I rewatched that. But, hey, Hennessy, y'all got Dempsey on payroll. And Tiana, we need some interviews.
Hard. That's hard.
Though.
The next Henny Arena, we need both of them.
Please, though.
And both Bagwell.
That's a wild story. I'm glad you told me that.
Hey, speaking of wild stories, hey, man, Russell Simmons' daughter is out of pocket.
What'd she do?
Bro, she was dating a 65-year-old man.
But R. Kelly in jail. That's crazy.
Yes, he is where he should be. And they should send that nigga there too.
Nah, what I'm saying is he went to.
I'm trying to help you.
No, I'm saying that nigga went to jail. He ain't go to jail for the little kids. If he should have went to jail for that, he should have. Sure. He should have got the chair for that. But I'm saying like dating however old he is and dating 21-year-olds. That's what he went to. Like you know, they saying he was trafficking 21-year-olds or whatever.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
I don't care.
Oh, so it's not just dating. He was.
They saying, you know, they call trafficking if you go somewhere with somebody, like, if you take them across state lines.
That
the person
true.
Be like, I ain't want to go or whatever. So say you in a tour bus and your girl wanted to leave. Like, you know, I'm ready to go.
I was going to say something, but that's
not what I'm saying. Say you and your girl beefing in a tour bus. Yeah. And she like, and y'all going from state to state. And she like, I'm ready to go home. And you like, nah.
You're holding her against her will. That's
yeah,
illegal.
Now it's like, and you just thinking it's my little joint, but she called the police. It's up.
That nigga is nasty. She's delusional, and her parents should be held accountable. I don't care that she's 21. There's a lot to do with that situation happening because.
Oh, I ain't rocking DJ.
Nah, bro.
She's 21 though.
I ain't rocking.
I'm
DJ.
Putting on your parents still, bro.
Ah, bro. 21. Fuck no, bro. At 21. You know right from wrong.
I agree, bro. But
16, said, bro, you're in a full adult, bro.
I agree. I know I'm saying that she didn't do that in a mind that she thought, but I'm saying for what she was exposed to, there was something that she saw that made that type of shit even think that that's okay.
Why are you putting it on her parents?
Nigga, you see who her daddy is? Why can't he come visit her in America?
So you saying she was groomed?
Yes.
That's bullshit, bro.
I mean, she might have been.
I'm not putting that on nobody's parents, bro. A 21-year-old, bro.
Them parents, yes. Not all parents.
You racist, them bro. No, bro.
That my is only crazy, thing bro. Is, like, if that nigga ain't going to jail, he need to be going to jail because R. Kelly went to jail. R. Kelly should have been in jail for some a long time.
Yeah, R. Kelly should be dead.
Yeah, he should have been OJ.
Yeah, he should have got the chair or whatever.
Yeah.
But...
If it's true.
He did that shit. Yeah. Fuck him.
We seen the mixtape.
Yeah, I did not see the tape.
I saw it.
I did see it when I was like 14.
That's crazy, bro.
I was a teenager too.
I was like 14.
I just don't think at 21, anything should come back on their parents unless they are involved.
What about that little dude that killed them people and his parents went to jail for it? Y'all see that? He went and shot up that school or a church or something, and his parents got 15 years in jail because they was like, they ain't say something about the signs. Like, he was drawing pictures and shit, and the parents ignored it.
Okay, so they are part of the play.
Negligence, basically.
That's premeditated. All that falls into that category. What I'm saying is, if this girl is 21 and she's dating this 65, I don't give a fuck if she wasn't dating him or not. Her parents, if they are unknowingly knowing what the fuck is going on, Because if she's just dating the old nigga, she's just dating the old nigga. But if they unknowingly knowing what's going on between them, you can't go lock them up.
You can't go lock them up. And to be clear, what I'm saying is, obviously, they're not liable. But I'm just saying, for her to have that mindset to think that that is okay.
I could date somebody else. Because I seen my daddy date somebody.
That, bro, grooming, bro. The shit that they've been exposed to. If it was some normal shit, then yeah, you just probably crashed out. You wild. Yeah. But to see what she probably has seen and to hear what she's heard, especially about her lineage.
Y'all be
yeah,
playing.
Nigga, I'm putting that on your kinfolks, dog.
Y'all be putting these but allegations on. But I ain't gonna lie,
I'm nothing on going to jail when Ryan started writing pictures about the offer code people. And I thought the nigga was playing Call of Duty, man. Nigga said he about to get active. He was drawing pictures. He played COD. And yeah. I'm like, man, y'all better not lock me over that shit.
And Orion could have saw that some shit over in high doors with the visit. That don't got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I'll be. That's why I'm.
See what I'm saying?
They can't lock. I felt bad for them parents. Like they didn't do their job. They wasn't being parents, I guess. But shit, bro, that little 15, 16 year old motherfucker. They probably didn't think he was
not getting arrested for Bobby and them in the crib, bro. And they doing some shit, bro. At 21, because really you supposed to be coming back here, bro. At the college to sleep here, and you know what I mean? Like, don't put your kids out. Let your kids live as long as they doing what they're supposed to. But I'm just saying, at 21, you're doing so much adult shit. Come on,
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't on that. About 17, you start doing adult shit.
Yeah, I was out at the crib, bro. I bought my first house, bro, at 20. I was outside, bro. We didn't have that mentality of, I gotta go back to my parents for anything, for real.
Yeah, about 17, 18.
Mentally, ask your dad some shit, like when you first move out or something, but
when I got to college, it was over with.
Like, you making decisions,
bro. I wasn't even trying to go back to my mama in them house. Like, living on your own when I got to college.
Don't worry. Man. Let Reese do something, DJ. Go get his daddy. He saw his daddy do that shit in 2024.
I'll tell you my real feelings about that a while.
Cause he gonna be the first nigga saying, I don't got nothing to do with that shit.
They ever said this nigga to Nino Brown.
What y'all coming to get me for?
I got you, my nigga. I'm holding you down.
He learned that at his other people's house.
Reese 16 cracking a 58-year-old.
Right. Hey, no, that is rape. She's going to jail.
Where did you see this?
Who are you?
Where did you see this at? Well,
Sally's.
Well, my dad said.
What? You ain't never seen me hit the. I'm sorry.
He said you hit some domain.
Well, my dad was watching.
My dad was watching the freaky wrestling category on Pornhub. Oh, I seen the bitch jump off the ropes.
Is that Mo Bagwell?
In the Vince McMahon's lap.
Oh, not the Vince McMahon.
No.
That video was 12 dudes on one girl, bro. If you watching Vince McMahon.
That's crazy.
He started the first 20 versus 1 challenge. Niggas don't give him credit.
The freaky bike photo shoot.
I'll come back to some bullshit.
Hell no.
The freaky Mike Vince McMahon collab.
Nah, we just on DJ ass about this way. I'll take you at. Then we reverse it to him when shit changed quickly.
Nah, man. Hey, this fucked up because you know recently that's my nigga, but he was love to put me in some beef.
Hey, you know what's fucked up? We all speaking about wrestling. You see how they shit on Vince McMahon?
Yes.
They be like, it's a new era. Fuck him. I'm like, damn, nigga. That nigga built this shit.
Nah, I told you once The Rock became a shareholder in the company.
Boy,
said,
they be shitting on him. It's a new era. Their daughter shit on him. It's a new era. I said, damn.
Man, did you also see when they reported Triple H was like, yeah, Stephanie is still my wife, but she is not a part of this company. They made that very clear.
Respect.
Damn. Oh, my God. Where's Shane at?
He probably ducking, too. He probably was in one of them videos.
My nigga Shane put it all on the line, bro. He fucked his body up wrestling. He wasn't even a real wrestler.
Facts. Nah, but he ain't really fuck with them like that, though. He used to, like, go disappearing for a little bit and shit and come back.
He was getting to the bag, too. He was probably a smart one.
Man.
Hey, man, you see Mikal Bridges apologize to the Nets fans about having a lousy season. And nigga said, damn, we gotta have J. Cole for blame for this. Now niggas are just apologizing for everything. Could you imagine having a bad season, Jeff, and coming out and saying, you know what, Atlanta? Sorry, we came up short this year. We're trying to get next year. He ain't gonna boot the shit out of you.
Nah, he'll say that.
Who?
If they put him on the front street, like, Jeff, go.
Nah, I'd be like, we gotta bounce back next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have. Like, yeah, damn, bro, we could have been better this year.
I could see him doing that.
I would have did that shit in Minnesota. Been like, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
I'm saying, but you fuck with Atlanta. That's
Atlanta,
why I'm
yeah,
saying,
I'd have been like, bro, we gotta be better next year. This can't happen, bro. Yeah, we gotta make the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. But Minnesota, I'd have been like,
these I just think everything's some whole shit now.
I wouldn't even been there for the interview. They'd be like, Jeff, last game of the season, Jeff, how you feel about it? Where is Jeff? Jeff already on a flight. They gonna show me on the podcast. Yeah, nigga, summertime, bitch.
Hell no.
Y'all wouldn't even been there. Fuck out of here.
I'm not apologizing. Hey, we was trash. Ben Simmons ain't play all year, which I won't. Y'all should have been doing it. That would have been fire.
That would
be
hilarious. We're going to be
really
better
be
next year.
Niggas still in the NBA,
they would have threw tomatoes at that nigga.
Boy.
Nigga, shut your ass up. You ain't playing no more.
Then they had me cracking up. They was just like, yeah, they plan on keeping him next year. I'm like, they don't have a choice.
Yeah, I'm probably trading for Ben Simmons.
Get well soon, Ben.
He was so good, too, bro.
Enjoy your life, bro.
His back probably really fucked up, though.
Nah, I believe he's really injured. I don't think... anybody who thinks that he's faking or think like Lonzo, you're crazy. You're crazy, bro.
Because you don't go from being that high to, like, getting back to that low. Like, you would... It's a high to be that high. Like, bro, to be a star, make the All-Star team, people fucking with you.
All NBA.
Yeah, you ain't about to just be like...
He was gonna be one of these defensive player of the years, yeah, too, bro.
That nigga's hurt. Ain't nobody just gonna be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck no more.
Hey, you know what's funny? They ran with this story when you came back to that. They were just like, NBA player Jeff Teague lives in his parents' house. I was just like, did anybody ever talk to you about that?
Yeah, they had a whole little thing about that. That shit was funny.
Was that real? I feel like you were trolling with that.
Nah, they took it out of context. I moved back to Indy. My house was in Atlanta. And when I first got back here, I didn't have a house. My mom and dad literally took my house that I had bought here. So they had a house, but they like my house.
They got
more
room for that nigga in it.
I came to my house, went to my room that was my room, and it was my mom and dad room. And I'm like, what y'all doing over here? They like, oh yeah, we rented our house out. They was like, we didn't think you was ever coming back. I was like, okay, but now I need my house back. They wasn't going. So I went to the basement. Like, what I'm supposed to do, bro? Like,
but they made it seem like you had moved back to the old crib and you were just down there thugging in your own room.
I was thugging for about a good 5-6 months, though. Like, I was down in the basement. That was weird trying to get P to come to the basement. I was like, hey, baby, after the game, you trying to come over? She like, to your mama's house? Well, I bought it. Like, you know,
they live with me.
Don't get it twisted. She's like, you can just come to my house.
Yeah, respect.
I'm like, the one on... That little house?
See?
Come on, man.
My base is bigger.
Hey, we ain't gonna let him do that to you guys.
Shout out to Pito. But yeah, she was like kind of offended when I told her to come to my house. I walk in, my mama sitting on the... That was the funny part. I walked in, my mama was sitting in the chair like... And you know, my mama don't like nobody.
Whoa.
So then she already Hispanic. My mama, a black lady, she like... The fuck? Like, I'm like, yeah, this P. She's like, Hey, P. P just, I was like, just go downstairs. I talk to her in the morning. She's like, I'm not spending the night. Oh, you spending the night?
She gonna be still keep her ass up there till she get tired.
Oh, mama.
That's the real Dr. Umar.
No, I had to get out of that house fast, boy.
Oh man, before we get out of here.
Sneaking some shit in your old crib is crazy.
That's funny. Like, they really hold me out that crib.
That's funny.
You come home to the crib, like, but this is my room.
They're
like, nah.
I'm talking about, look, I didn't put a, I'm not trying to stunt or nothing, because this is old. I had put this big old, like, 80 inch TV in that joint. I can't wait to go home. It's about to be silly. I got this big old bed. I made a shoe closet. Everything. I go in there. My mama church dresses in the shoe closet.
Yes.
All my shoes is downstairs. And she done sold half of them.
I was about to say, tell them she put your shit on the garage.
She put them in a garage sale. So the Bacons, them Deion Sanders, all them shoes was in a garage sale. I dang near ain't forgave her for that. To this day,
I would have paid to watch P walk in the house. That is from like a movie, bro. Like introducing your girl to your mama. It's crazy. And the motherfucker's like, because mama low key hating.
Definitely hating.
Because the motherfucker that I was probably dealing with would be like, who? Because am I not the only one who, like, what she said that, like, you got some other work coming up.
Yeah,
here.
Nah. She was saying it like, what you doing? Like, my mama ain't like nobody. Like, what's she doing over here?
I live here.
Yeah.
My house. Shoot me a text. Don't say that.
It was, my mama like that. Y'all know how my mama shit. Is. Though.
Yeah, I do. This girl. I would just say I'd have.
She talk I'd crazy to everybody. Now she can't pee her best friend. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, before we get out of here, player podcast have been going crazy, mm-hmm. but Michael Porter Jr. has been wilding.
He had a porn star on there, right?
I thought we did too shit. Much.
Oh.
Did he have a porn star on there?
Oh, shit. Oh, now it makes sense. Oh, okay.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, man.
We'll tell you about it later.
MPJ.
Oh, wow.
Nah, fuck that. This is the
real. He's a real lethal shooter.
What did he shoot up? He shot somebody's club up?
Well, I was about to say something, but
reverse.
Oh, I know. Oh, reverse.
Ah! Yeah.
Hey.
What's now first, shot y'all.
First person shooter.
It definitely came with three switches.
Damn,
but why he doing a podcast?
That's crazy.
I thought we did too much, but damn, but shout out to
hey, all I'm saying is we better not get no complaints because they are pushing the fucking envelope, bro.
But he do stuff over like mental health too, though, don't he?
He does. He covered everything in that one.
Oh,
all facets.
Well, shout out to mental health is very serious. It for is. Sure. But I don't want to watch those episodes because mine is okay. I would love to see the ones about with the other shit. Because that boy is something else.
And when he asks, he says, so how's your typical day life? She's like, you know, just come in, meet somebody, probably got to fuck him. I said, oh, this is what they're doing on a podcast now? It's up.
NBA champion, bro. He up.
Legend. Don't ever pass.
Yo. LPJ. I was sparing you on this one, Ashley.
I'm sparing you.
I got some shit. But
we scared to interview a porn star. I would be. But shit, he got it off.
I be putting limits on this motherfucker. Clearly, niggas is getting shit off.
That's crazy.
That was wild.
That was wild. But shout out to him, bro.
That'll be our first WAP exclusive.
I ain't really tapped into his podcast like that, though.
Oh, tap in. Give it a spin.
I'll see what I can do.
Damn, that shit true then. Fuck it.
Shout out, man. Shout out.
What?
Move on.
Y'all gotta let me know after the podcast over. That's crazy, what fuck y'all talking, bro.
Craziness. Hey, but we appreciate y'all. Tell the people they can wear some merch at Be Here.
Michael Porter podcast.
That's what kind of merch they got?
Priscilla, Lion's Den.
Yo. I like MPJ, man.
I do too.
Nah, shopclub520.com. Y'all see the gang with the shit on, man. Go purchase y'all some hats and some outfits and shit. You know what I mean? We don't got no kinky toys on that motherfucker yet.
Yet?
Hey, on the way.
Head back with these loaded.
Like, hey, they said it's a ring that you can put on your shit, nigga, make your shit go crazy, man.
Hey, we'll see y'all next week, baby. I don't know. Fuck it.
Turn it off, bro.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.